Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He hangs around with the players and he works them out at his gym and everything else. And, you know, obviously there's that group out there in LA that, you know, is all there. They're all talking. They're all speculating. And I wouldn't be surprised if Odell, you know, mentioned something to him or said something to him. I got to get out of New York. It's not working there anymore or whatever. You know, he could be pulling an Antonio Brown, but not nearly as public as Antonio Brown.
Brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealer, ShorkyNorthHills.com. The PM team, Andrew Filippone and Chris Muller, Boomer Esiason on CBS Sports Network today. The former NFL MVP reacting to Jay Glazer's report in a TheAthletic.com mailbag article. Glazer asked, give me a bold prediction this offseason. He said, Odell Beckham Jr. is going to get traded. That's his, you know, he was not spur of the moment off the top of his head volunteering something. This is an article where he had time to think about an answer. It went through an editor and it was posted online. And he said, I think Odell Beckham Jr. is going to get traded off the Giants. So, okay, if you're a team that is in the market for a number one wide receiver, a diva wide receiver who puts up big numbers, who is the more attractive option, Odell Beckham Jr. or Antonio Brown?
Probably Odell Beckham Jr. And here's why I say that. The contract numbers are what they are, and you can go look at them. Odell Beckham can get out of his deal at 2021 with like $8 million in dead cap, right? He's going to make $16.75 million next year. He's got a $21 million cap. I mean, those numbers are pretty similar as far as cap hits and what have you. I think Odell Beckham had a better beef or had it was more sympathetic in terms of what he was mad about than Antonio Brown. And here's why. Ben Roethlisberger is a much better player than Eli Manning. Eli Manning's not good at football right now. The Giants are a dumpster fire still, even with Saquon Barkley in the fold. And I feel like Beckham was mad because his quarterback wasn't very good, among other things. And he does not strike me. One, he strikes me as a much more intelligent person than Antonio Brown. Two, he strikes me as a much more balanced individual. Like, he's emotional, but every time I see Odell Beckham blow up, it seems like it's because he wants to win. Antonio Brown, I think, blows up when he feels personally aggrieved. And it's for that, the fact that he's younger than AB, the fact that he's been highly productive. He's at worst a top five receiver in the league, probably top three. You could put him, Julio, and AB in there and no one would blink an eye at it. I'd say he's more valuable to a team. The age, the fact that I think his gripes with his team were more legitimate, and the fact that I think he's a comparably productive player. I just think he's kind of more all there right now than Antonio Brown, too. I think we're almost, if you're having this debate, you're like underselling how much Antonio Brown has poisoned the well and how bad he has looked in social media to a lot of people. Like, Odell Beckham plays in the biggest media market, the most crazy sports city in the country, and it feels like he's been under the radar, doesn't it? Like, has he really made a ton of headlines since the season ended Beckham? Or even during the season? Not really.
Well, he had that interview with Lil Wayne, and he was asked, do you want to be in New York? And he wouldn't answer, and then he was asked if the quarterback was the problem and strongly implied that Manning was, in fact, the
issue.
He's
not, is he really that wrong?
But he did it in season and created a distraction for his team.
That team wasn't going to win even without distractions.
It was the modern-day equivalent of Terrell Owens going on TV and telling that knucklehead Graham Bensinger that if they had Brett Favre instead of Donovan McNabb, they would have won the Super Bowl. Same kind of thing.
Odell Beckham has a better beef criticizing Eli Manning than AB does criticizing Ben Roethlisberger, though. Because Roethlisberger's a better player than Eli Manning.
I don't know about that. I think that that's a tough call. And I'll tell you why that's a tough call.
I'm defending Ben now against an Eli Manning comparison?
You said that Beckham has more of a gripe with Manning.
Has a more legitimate gripe.
Okay. Eli Manning does a radio show in New York City with Mike Francesa once a week. Manning talks at his locker once or twice a week. Has Eli Manning done anything to jeopardize his relationship with Odell Beckham Jr. off the field?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. And what have we talked about with Brown? Brown's issues with Ben are personal. It's because of how he thinks Ben either treats him or views him that has hurt the relationship. Beckham has attacked the skill level of Manning.
Yeah,
he's pretty much called him out and said, "You're not a good enough quarterback for me."
Don't you think that that's okay? So the whole discussion here is who has more trade value? I'd rather trade for a guy that's younger and attack the quarterback skill level when anybody watching Eli Manning can tell he has severely declined in skill than somebody that has an ego problem and is so sensitive that the quarterback's words, even though I've said what I've said about the quarterback right. And the way he carries himself, I would rather have a guy that criticized Eli Manning for not being good enough.
But you said something
that rings truer.
But you said something interesting yesterday. You felt like it was possible. Antonio Brown didn't have a quarterback problem. He had a Ben Roethlisberger problem.
I said possible.
Possible. That's what I just said.
No, I said possible that it was that, but in saying that it's possible, I acknowledge the fact also that it wasn't likely that it would just boil down to that. That I was allowing for it to be possible.
To the best of your knowledge, has Antonio Brown fought or sparred with anybody else in the Steelers locker room?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
Mike Tomlin, maybe, if you want to call it that. But that's it.
It seems like it's a personal beef with Ben.
Wouldn't you? Okay, so then if Odell Beckham has a somewhat personal beef with Eli Manning, the genesis of the beef is Eli Manning not good enough. If you put him with a better player, and there are many at that position, would he not probably feel better about things?
He might.
He's younger than AB. Who do you think has more trade value? How could it not be Odell Beckham?
Here is the case for Antonio Brown having more trade value. He's cheaper. You can trade for Antonio Brown. It's probably going to take less. And once you get him, it's not as complicated to get out. With Beckham, if you trade for him, you're committed for 5 years and $90 million. And unlike Brown's contract, some of that money for Beckham is guaranteed. The Giants don't have the same principles as the Steelers. They don't say, well, other than the signing bonus, everything else you have to earn. Like, no, like Beckham is going to get money.
He's guaranteed.
No matter what.
He's got, I'm looking at his guarantee numbers here and trying to make sense of them. And it doesn't look like Brown is exponentially cheaper. And you say Brown is a simpler scenario to part ways if it doesn't work.
It's 3 years versus five, Chris.
Antonio Brown wants a contract extension because none of his money is guaranteed anymore.
Okay.
So if the big thing is ego and happiness for him, if you think you need to give the man a contract extension to keep him happy, then the simplicity factor goes out the window for a team that would trade for him. The ease of parting ways, if you think that he will be a malcontent from moment one if he's on the current contract and you can't redo something, he ceases to become an easier part of or parting ways guy.
What do you mean?
Well, here's your options.
Okay.
We bring the guy in. We don't sign him to a new deal. He plays on his current deal. He's mad the whole time. At the first sign of trouble, he exacerbates it. And even though he wants a new deal, he's mad at us and he thinks he's going to be able to get what he wants somewhere else. He wants to get traded again. Or we have to give him a deal that actually does guarantee him a good amount of money, and then we're stuck with him.
I think there's a better chance Antonio Brown shows up somewhere and is on the best behavior for that 1 year because he thinks it's going to get him the next big contract. And I think with Odell Beckham Jr., if he's in a bad mood right after getting a five-year, $90 million deal, are we convinced that he goes somewhere else and he's less of a distraction? I'm not sure.
Isn't Odell's situation, like what we know about him and what sets him off, more cut and dried and more easily discernible than AB's? If your quarterback is really good, chances are Odell Beckham will probably, and he's going to be getting the ball if your quarterback's really good, he'll probably be on his best behavior. If Antonio Brown detects like a personality flaw he doesn't like, or he thinks in his own mind that the quarterback he is sent to play with doesn't work hard enough, he will trash the guy.
So this is like Randy Moss and Terrell Owens becoming available in the same offseason. Jay Glazer, who is dialed in, he's like Mike Tomlin's puppet. He feeds him everything. He works out with all these players. He used to cover the Giants for the New York Post. He's Michael Strahan's best friend. Glazer says Odell Beckham Jr. is going to get traded this offseason. So who do you think has more trade value, Odell Beckham or Antonio Brown? Do you think more teams will be interested in Antonio Brown? Or do you think more teams will be interested in Odell Beckham Jr.? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. It's the PM team.
I think there is value in at least considering what you could get for Odell Beckham Jr. And we're talking about this, obviously, because I think that there is reason to believe that Glazer knows what he's talking about. He wouldn't have said it if he didn't think there was something to it. He got started in the business covering the Giants. I think there's something there.
The Don't Burn Your AB shirt collection has been relocated to our fan studios tomorrow. Stop by from 6 to 10. We're in Foster Plaza 5, Greentree. We're going to donate your shirt to St. Vincent de Paul. You get a $10 Yinzers in the Berg certificate, a chance to register for a signed Juju jersey thanks to Total Sports Enterprises. Yeah, Jay Glazer said in The Athletic that he feels Odell Beckham Jr. is going to get traded. And then all these, like, pathetic Giant fans came out of the woodwork to rip him for it.
Yeah, they were apparently going after him pretty good.
So Glazer went on Twitter and said, "For all you bleep sticks who spewed bleep at me, my kid, my mom, my mom's kid, my kid's mom, my head size, body size, intelligence, my mom's intelligence, all because I made a prediction about your team today, save your ridiculous bleeping insults for bleep that matters in life."
Jay Glazer, he works out a lot. He trains with MMA people.
Do you think you could beat up Jay Glazer?
No, so that's where I was going. I think he's, what, 5'4 or something like that? I think Jay Glazer could kick my ass pretty easily. He's older than me. He's smaller than me. But
who wins a fight between Jay Glazer and Zeiss?
I think Glazer beats him. Listen, man, Zeiss a tough character. You don't think Jay Glazer working out with all the MMA types, getting like knee deep in that,
Chris,
hasn't learned
Twitter
a few
poll.
Things?
Who wins a fight, Glazer?
Glazer
or Zeiss?
Okay, it's going up right now. You know he's learned some stuff by osmosis.
I think Glazer would go in as a heavy favorite because of the MMA training, and I would love Zeiss as a dark horse in that bet.
Zeiss just lands one major punch.
He's got the reach. You study boxing. Doesn't
I know,
that
but
matter?
If Glazer goes to ground, I don't think Zeiss has like the agility to keep Glazer from shooting the leg.
Zeiss has lost a lot of weight, and he's in much better shape. It's a better fight now.
How much time does Zeiss have to train? Is he just approaching Jay Glazer on the street and picking a fight with him?
Yeah.
Then he's in deep trouble. There is nothing in Zeiss's background that's going to prevent Jay Glazer from shooting the leg, putting him on his back,
and
absolutely.
Man used to get in street fights.
In
Philadelphia, of all places.
Unless you are like a professional boxer, if an MMA fighter who has any kind of wrestling ability wants to take you down, they will take you down.
How about Dorner's or Glazer?
Much tougher question.
I'm waiting for your answer.
Well, Doran has gone on record as saying he's undefeated in fights and that his special move is the headbutt.
Wait, he told you that?
Yeah, he says that all the time. Undefeated
that he headbutts
in fights. Yeah, his big move is the headbutt.
Do you think that's a low blow?
No,
is
I think
that a dirty move?
Doran has a deceptively large head, and if you have a hard and large head, you should use it as a weapon in a fight.
I think it's.
I don't
totally
think the person sees it
on
coming.
The board. I think it's within the rules.
It's very. The only thing you can't do is fish hook and eye gouge. I think Doran beats him.
So do I.
Significantly younger man. No offense to Zeiss.
I think
Zeiss.
Doran blows him out.
And I think Doran has a wellspring of rage that age has dulled a little bit.
Doran said to me once, I could kill you, and I. He didn't say it in a threatening way, but I was.
No, he could.
It made me aware of the fact that if he wanted to,
he could absolutely do it. I mean, it doesn't even have to be like visceral. He could just knock you over and choke you out until like you were dead.
How long do you think it would take James Harrison to knock out Jay Glazer?
Under 10 seconds.
I agree.
Jay Glazer has also opined that if he could transport, he was asked once, I remember this, any current athlete, no training, throw him into the octagon, who does best? He said Harrison in like under 2 seconds. It wasn't even a question.
Do you think Odell Beckham Jr.'s trade availability drives up or drives down AB stock?
I would think it drives it down, much like the inverse. It's the inverse, is it not, of if you are trying to shop AB and he's the only huge name out there and you get more than one team interested, then theoretically you're going to get a better return,
now
correct?
That team can say,
And it's the exact opposite concept.
I'll go look at what Odell Beckham Jr. is worth.
The market now, supply, it's a simple supply and demand question. Now there's double the supply of elite wide receivers, and there might still be a static amount of demand. It's going to drive it down. And you know what? Here's the other thing. Here's maybe the most relevant thing. We laugh about Glazer. Could he beat up this guy, that guy? All these guys that are now out in the world, and I'll even include Adam Schefter in this, who's like Mr. Scoops. I think they're all trailing Glazer. I think Glazer was the original Scoops guy, and he got good ones, and then people would parrot his information and present it as their own until he started going after them for it. I think when that guy talks, he has a much better channel to these athletes than most of these access journalists do, because I think he actually befriends them, because he hits them on a level that they care about. He helps train them. Their bodies are their meal tickets. And I think he gets real information out of them.
Yeah, I think Glazer, some in the media dislike him because he gets the jock sniffer label because he became pals with these guys. And there's almost like a level of resentment that comes with that. I've seen it before. I've heard it from people. But whatever. You do what you got to do to get the story, and that's what he's done. So whatever. If it makes him look like he sucks up to athletes or coaches, who cares? It makes him a lot of money, and he gets scoops.
I was going to say, he's a millionaire many times over. He has the best in that business, the quality and consistency of your information is all that really matters, and he has, I think, the best in both. So I think this market now becomes tougher for the Steelers to deal, because if somebody's looking for an impactful wideout, I think Brown's a better player than Beckham, but not by much when they're both healthy. Beckham is a younger player, and he is, if he's available, if I am any team and I am choosing between Odell Beckham and Antonio Brown, give me Odell Beckham. And that's not because I think he's better. I just said I don't think so. But I think it's close, and he is a free agent after the season, the age 30 season, which is the one Brown just completed.
I will just say this, though. Especially in football, when careers are so short and there's not a lot of longevity and durability, when you have reasonable facsimiles, when you have two things that are close to each other, you usually go with the cheaper one. Right? Like, you usually go for the cheaper option. If you see two shampoos, do you still use shampoo now that you're bald?
Oh, buddy. Shampoo exited stage left a long time ago for me.
Well, then, when you see...
I use the store brand. If I go to Target, and I'm using, like, face wash, and one is the name brand, and one is the, like, on the up and up, or, like, Equate brand, whatever... Give me that one, because it costs like half the
price. Antonio Brown is going to be cheaper than Odell Beckham Jr.
However, he is not going to be younger than Odell Beckham Jr. And that is also something that should be a consideration. Who has a longer prime ahead of them?
I don't think a lot of teams are projecting 5 or 6 years ahead. Should they be? They should be looking at what's going to make them better this year, next year, and
I still think
who knows?
I still think Beckham is close enough to Antonio Brown in terms of production that is a razor-thin margin. There is no guarantee. Like, if you put them on the same team, there's no guarantee that a quarterback throwing to both of those guys would feel that Antonio Brown was the better target. Beckham is a bigger guy, a very explosive player when he catches the ball.
Well, hold on. Now, that's a totally different question. You think Odell Beckham Jr. is just flat out a better receiver than Antonio
Brown? No, but I'm saying other quarterbacks might look at the two, see the guy that's what is he? They list him at 5'11". Odell Beckham's a little bigger than that. He's a bigger man.
I don't think so.
He's a bigger man than Antonio Brown.
Not by much.
He presents a bigger target than Antonio Brown. And even though he's not as precise maybe as Antonio Brown, he's every bit as gifted when he catches the football and he's running with it.
Who has more trade value, Antonio Brown or Odell Beckham Jr.? Fox Sports' Jay Glazer says Beckham's going to get traded this offseason. If Beckham's on the market, who will draw more interest, AB or Odell? Who would you rather have? Who do you think gets more phone calls? Who do you think draws more interest? Who do you think gets the bigger trade package? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Ed Bouchette at 4 o'clock. It's the PM team.
If I'm the Browns, you're asking me flat out, would I be interested? 100%. Yes. I think from a personality standpoint, it's been overblown that he would affect your locker room. I think if you're winning and if he's producing, it's all good.
Don't burn your 80, Don't Burn, your AB84 shirt collection has been relocated to our studios here in Foster Plaza in Greentree tomorrow from 6 to 10. You can stop by, donate a shirt to St. Vincent de Paul, get a $10 Yinzers in the Berg certificate, and have a chance to register for a signed Juju jersey thanks to Total Sports Enterprises. That was Ian Eagle on our sister station in Cleveland talking about how Antonio Brown made sense for the Browns. Actually, that's a lie. He was talking about how Odell Beckham Jr. made sense for the Browns. 100% the locker room stuff is overrated. The Big Lead, which is a website that covers sports,
still
put out a 5 destinations for Odell Beckham Jr. list. We're doing this because Jay Glazer says Odell Beckham Jr. is going to get traded.
And Jay Glazer is usually actually right when he reports things like this.
That would create competition for Antonio Brown's services. The Big Lead says the Browns make the most sense. Beckham and Jarvis Landry were teammates at LSU, so there's some chemistry there. There wouldn't be like a...
And Landry's known as a blood and guts guy in that room, and OBJ, is if he comes there, isn't going to like upset Landry's role as leader because they're friends, so you don't have to worry about that dynamic.
If the Browns did that, and they've got the cap space to make it happen,
yes,
the Browns would have the best collection of skill players.
They'd be the new Steelers.
In the NFL.
They'd be the new Steelers.
They'd have Hunt and Chubb, Duke Johnson as their
Njoku.
Gadget back, Njoku at tight end, Odell Beckham Jr., and Jarvis Landry. My goodness.
They would be, if they got OBJ, you would have to put them as the favorite to win this division.
I would.
You'd have to.
Yeah.
And you know what?
I figure as long as Baker Mayfield didn't crap his pants.
But he's the kind of guy that would relish that. He would love the fact that he'd get to throw to those guys. He does not at all strike. Not that Eli. I mean, Eli had a slow heartbeat in huge games, but his skills have diminished. Baker is going to enter the prime of his career.
The only concern I would have about that, if I'm the Browns, if they made a move like that, so much pressure would be on them to win next year. The expectation would be you win the division and you compete for a championship. And I'd like to see how Freddie Kitchens and company responded
Man,
to that.
I kind of like the way Kitchens did the opening presser. I love the attitude. One of the reasons I like Mayfield so much as a player is I feel like he is the kind of guy that thrives when people expect him to do big things. He thrived when they didn't expect anything out of him. And I think he would thrive with the pressure on. I think that's how the guy's wired, man. If I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers and I hear that a reputable source is saying Odell Beckham's available, I'm not happy, one, because that absolutely diminishes my market for Antonio Brown. And two, I would never trade Antonio Brown to the Browns if I'm the Steelers because they're in the division. But if the Browns go and get the guy that is very comparable to him, I am not happy about that because it makes my task of winning the division next year considerably more difficult.
Producer Jermichael Finley heard that clip from Ian Eagle, and you should have seen the look on his face. Not because he thought it was good information, but because he was so excited to hear Ian Eagle's voice on our show. I have never met a human being who liked a B-level broadcaster as much as Jermichael Finley likes Ian Eagle. That would be like if you, for whatever reason, Chris, got super pumped anytime you heard Boog Shiambi call a baseball game.
Spiro Ditas or is he C level?
No, I think Spiro's C. Spiro's getting Bills Titans most weeks.
What's Dan Shulman? He A level?
Yeah.
Shulman, I
Sunday
love.
Sunday Night Baseball.
I love Shulman's call of just about anything. Yeah, Jermichael, why do you like Ian Eagle so much? He refuses to say that his name is Ian.
You get visibly excited when you find out Ian Eagle is doing
a big smile crosses his face.
Just has a great voice, and he's a good announcer.
Okay, we've gone down the announcer grades
path
here. Where is Harlan for you? You'll never leave Harlan alive.
I think Harlan is
A-plus on radio.
Of Eagle.
I think he's A-plus on radio and, like,
Harlan gets
at times B-minus on
TV. Harlan gets big NBA games.
Yeah. With no regard for human life!
But CBS gives Eagle better games than Harlan.
Why do you think that is?
Because I think Eagle's been with CBS longer. That's the best answer I can come up with.
Interesting. Harlan's ability to do radio
quickly
is amazing.
And I think Harlan's more of a Turner man.
TNT man. Superstation.
Yep.
Allegiance to Ted. Jane Fonda.
Are you surprised that right now that your Twitter poll, who wins in a fight, Jay Glazer or Paul Zeiss?
Yeah. Dude, well, now it's the gap has closed a little bit.
And Zeiss is winning this.
Yeah.
He's beating a man who spends probably, I don't know, 100 days a year doing aggressive MMA training.
What percentage of Jay Glazer's free time does he spend doing MMA training?
I think Jay Glazer does at least an hour a day of cross-training and exercise that makes him better at martial arts.
How tall is Jay Glazer? Like 5'4", 5'5"?
Yeah.
He is a smaller man. There is a thing called small man syndrome where those types of people who are a little shorter, for you know, because they've been teased about their height, are extremely domineering in the business world or whatever. Jay Glazer has that to the extreme, perhaps. It has motivated him to learn MMA. Zeiss is a fairly happy guy. And even if Zeiss got angry, the technique is 100% on Glazer's side. We got people saying Zeiss would beat the tar out of him. Zeiss is a much bigger human. You can't teach size. Zeiss's temper would win it. No. Zeiss is going down like a ton of bricks here. And I say that as a guy that has a healthy fear of Paul.
So what do you think Glazer's strategy is?
I think he's getting that fight to the ground. I think
he's
knows.
Dodging a couple of Zeiss
punches.
Zeiss
is throwing a couple wild haymakers. Glazer's shooting a leg out from under him and putting him in like an arm bar.
It's kind of a Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather match, is it not? Yeah. I know from a size standpoint, it's
not even that, though, because at least McGregor is a trained fighter of some kind.
But he was fighting on Mayweather's terms. Don't you think this fight would be on Glazer's terms?
Yes, this is a more extreme version. Mayweather would never have done the octagon against McGregor because he would have no chance.
Yeah.
There was always, I guess, there was no chance that McGregor could beat him in a boxing ring, but everyone sold themselves on lucky punches. McGregor would take Mayweather to the ground in the octagon and beat the unholy tar out of him.
I'd like to see that.
It would, I mean, McGregor's not a good guy either, but I would be happy to see it too. This is the same version of that. Glazer takes Zeiss into the octagon because any unsanctioned fight is whatever goes, and just he whoops on him, man. That's just how it is.
How many Steelers do you think could definitively beat up Jay Glazer?
Almost all of them.
Chris Boswell?
When we get to the specialists is when I start to
Mason
wonder.
Mason Rudolph?
I would wonder honestly about a guy like Rudolph. Is he mean enough? Can Ben beat him up?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay, I name the Steeler. AB over Glazer, right? AB's beating him up.
He's from Liberty City.
AB's beating him up. Vance McDonald.
Yes.
Raw strength.
Did you see him destroy Chris Connie this year?
Yes, I understand. Raw strength probably carries
the day. How about Elvin Dupree?
I think Bud Dupree beats him up.
I don't think so. He's all finesse. He's all speed.
Listen,
this isn't a...
If Bud bull rushes him, I don't think it's going well for Glazer. We have our fun here talking about Bud's lack of production. But I think Bud beats him in a fight. Here's a question for you.
Go ahead. I'm all ears.
Does Al beat him up? Army Ranger training?
Yes.
Big.
Yeah, that's a
But here's the problem for Al. He's 6'9".
No, he finds a way.
I don't love being extremely tall against Glazer in this fight. I think you got to be closer to his size.
No.
You got to be more agile.
No, I think that's a mismatch of epic proportions right there.
Does he beat Marcus Gilbert in a fight?
Yeah, I think he might.
I think the want to there might not
Fan
be
weather
on,
brought
on Gilbert's
to you by
Sun part.
Chevy and McMurray. Get a sweetheart of a deal with auto show savings in February. 49 degrees, a low of 41. Ed Bouchette on a bunch of things, including the newest team that's been linked to Le'Veon Bell. How would the Steelers handle that with this whole tag ring-a-roll? Can't wait to talk to Eddie. Is this... Very busy Steelers offseason rolls on. All right. Shelby will have sports. Evgeny Malkin has opened up on his suspension, so a lot to do on the show. With you until 6 is the PM team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.